Ride the Glide is a term my friend Alan Weisbecker used in his classic surf tale, In Search of Captain Zero. It describes that perfect patch of smooth salt water, a few steps ahead of a crashing wave where gravity is taking you for a ride on a very wet magic carpet. To me, Ride the Glide is surfing in three words. The wave can be 2 feet tall or 20 feet tall, but the glide is what you are always looking for. And after many, many years, I like to compare the thrill of riding, singing, and performing to that of riding a wave. When I do, I understand what a remarkably long and wonderful ride it has been. Out on the ocean, you pray to the surf gods for waves, deliverance, rock relocation, salvation, and about 100 other things that are going through your mind as you attempt to ride the ocean. On the stage, you ride the audience's emotions that are fed not by weather systems, but by words and music. It is a great symbiotic relationship. Personally, I'm going to ride this wave until somebody kicks me off. So this collection of songs is kind of your musical wave on which you can ride. I'm not going to say that you can hold this tin box up to your ear and hear the ocean, but then again, maybe you can. Maybe the hokey pokey is really what it's all about. Maybe that's what we've been doing all along. Just riding the glide. Anyway, think of this collection as your own way. There's nobody else on it but you. Now, the sun is setting, and all there's left to do is ride the glide. August 08, Montauk, New York. Stay stoked.
Post 4 marches on. Dateline Municipal Airport, summer 1991. Thousands of adoring fans gather to catch a glimpse of Jimmy Buffett and the Outpost crew, the last bastion of live music and good times, as they complete another stop on their summer tour. Buffett and his band are traversing the country in their never-ending quest to thwart the relentless onslaught from the evil forces of disco, rap, and lip sync, more commonly known as the Drawls. Ever vigilant, the Outpost crew loads the Margaritaville Clipper with the essential equipment needed to continue the battle against the fiendish Drawls. As they prepare to lift off for the next stop on the tour, they realize that they must be ready to combat the sinister forces of disco, rap, and lip sync that lurk along their way.
Let's go, boys! Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Buffett is advising that you remain in your seats with your seatbelts fastened, since there have been reports of Drawl attacks in the area.
Margarita?
I love one, baby.
Woo! No, that's perfect.
Margarita, cheese.
I'll take a margarita.
Good one, baby.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you ain't gonna believe it, man. Those Drawl bastards be at it again.
Well, where the hell are they? I don't see a thing. bring that draws killer right away.
Does anybody back here know how to fly an airplane?
Captain, understand you could use a little help in here.
No thanks, pal. I see the way you fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice that the captain has turned off the fasten seatbelt sign. Feel free to roam about the cabin and party.
Mayday, mayday, mayday! Come in, Jimmy! The draws are attacking! Mayday, mayday, mayday!
Miss Small, get this message to Captain Buffett right away.
Captain Buffett! Captain Buffett! The draws are attacking the concert!
My God! We've got to go back!